in complete dependence upon the Lord to help us. I would ask your prayerful attention by way of a text to the chapter we read, the 2nd of Chronicles, chapter 18, and some words in verse 31. Second book of Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 31, to the end of it, but Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. Joshua cried out, and the Lord helped him. The whole verse reads, it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. Dear friends, there's one thing which is clear throughout the Holy Scriptures. And that is, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Not because of their great achievements, what they've done, anything outward physically, what their ancestry is, or anything like that. He knoweth them that are his, because he has chosen them to be his. And he loves them with an everlasting love. And it is only because of that truth, dear friends, we have accounts like these regarding Jehoshaphat, who was brought safely out of a time of great danger. He wasn't a perfect man, he was a good king, the scripture says. But he was a good king in that he feared God. And the fear of the God was upon him and before him through the teaching of the Spirit of God. And dear friends, what is truth then is the same of the truth today. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And dear friends, they are constrained by the power of God to seek to follow him and his word, to obey his voice. But dear friends, they come far short, don't they? All we read of no one perfect in their outward walk in the Holy Scriptures of Adam's race. The only one who was perfect in their outward walk was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to give himself a sacrifice for their sins. Dear friends, this word here is really a link, isn't it, to what we had this morning in Psalm 106, where the psalmist looks back over the history of Israel and he describes all their faults and their failings when they'd been delivered from Egypt, and even when they came to the promised land, oh, they rebelled against the Lord. They didn't turn out the people of that land where they came, but they mingled with them and then took to themselves the practices of those ungodly heathen, and the anger of the Lord came upon them because they were sinners and they were determined to carry on in their sins. But dear friends, it wasn't the anger of the Lord that prevailed in the end. The anger of the Lord and his chastisement upon them caused them to return to the Lord, pleading for mercy. Dear friends, when they returned to the Lord pleading for mercy, they did not deserve it, did they? Oh, how grievous some of these things were they did, especially at Horeb, at Sinai, when Moses went up to the mountain. They changed their glory. That was the glory of God, who had saved them from the Egyptians. They changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot their God, their Saviour, which had done great things in Egypt. Dear friends, that's true, isn't it, of the Lord's people, even today, with you and with me. Oh, how many blessings, mercies, we've received through our life. And yet, how easy we come to forget the next time a trouble or difficulty comes and there's something stirs up the pride of our heart and the self-determination of self-will, the lusts of our flesh. Oh, how easy we are to fall and to backslide and to trespass against the word of God. Do you ever say, oh, I shall never do that? Well, the scripture says, take heed. You think you are going to stand, take heed lest ye fall. Oh, the children of Israel, how they fell into evil ways. The prophet Hosea saying of Ephraim, which really means Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. Oh, that's gone whoring after other gods. That's departed from the ways of the living God, by whom only thou hast been saved and brought from captivity and be provided for in that good land. And thou hast destroyed thyself through thy sins. But there was a hope, wasn't there? Take with you words. Take with you words. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Oh, dear friends, on what expectation could they pray that prayer? Only because of the everlasting love of God, the unchanging love of God. Oh, dear friends, what a depth there is of the love of God and through Christ for great sinners such as you and me, and there have ever has been throughout the time of scriptures, and we thank the Lord for these accounts in scripture which confirm that the Lord is merciful to those who transgress his word and fall again and again and again in their sins. The answer to that prayer in Hosea, take with you words, say unto him, take away all iniquity, receive us graciously. The answer they received, I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely. Oh, dear friends, what love. Unchanging love to those for whom the Lord is mindful of. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. That's what we read this morning in Psalm 106. He saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. When did he save them? When they cried unto him, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. He shall have all the glory. Dear friends, that's why we worship God, why we glorify God. His great mercy to our souls. And that's because he loves his people. Saves them from the wrath that they deserve because of their sins. Saves them through the gift of his only begotten Son. Implants within them that teaching of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that they may fall before him, confessing those sins, the great burden upon their heart and soul. And dear friends, those prayers, those cries don't go out in vain. Oh, save us, O Lord our God, gather us from among the heathen. Make that great difference between us and others which are just in the flesh. Of course, we have just been in the flesh, haven't we? Until the Spirit began that work within us. And now we want to be confirmed that we're of the Lord's people and not just remain amongst the heathen, the unbelievers of the land, the continual sinners of the land, who have no hope, who require and desire no hope, those who are left just in ignorance and darkness of nature. Oh, dear friends, what cry do you put up to the Lord? It's vital, isn't it? To cry unto the Lord, O save us, O Lord, I'm a sinner. Gather us from among the heathen, do not let me go with all those that remain in the broad way that leads unto destruction through that wide gate. Left to go their own way and know nothing of the saving grace of God. Deliver me from those such people. I'm born amongst them, I am one of them by my nature. I can point no finger at them. I'm a sinner. But I'm a sinner that needs to be saved. I'm a sinner that needs the glory of God in the gift of His Son. I'm a sinner who needs the power of that shed blood on Calvary's cross to atone for my sins. That Christ, always the one who now stands between, in those garments dyed with blood, that at the judgment seat it will be He instead of me is seen. When we approach there to God, stand before His face. And He shall see of the travail of the soul of His Son. And He shall be satisfied. Sins have been blotted out. The law has been fulfilled and justice has been satisfied. Thou art all fair, my love. There's no spot in thee. Oh, what a judgment. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Lord, this is a vital experience, and the Lord knows how to bring forth that praise unto Him, doesn't He? You know, this account of Jehoshaphat we've read this afternoon is really an account on that text we had this morning. It's one of those experiences of a child of God when they're led astray. Oh, how we have to be on our guard, don't we? That we do not fall into temptation. Jehoshaphat was a good king. He did that was right in the sight of the Lord. But then a circumstance came in his life. His son married the daughter of the king of Israel, Ahab. And as we know, Ahab was married to Jezebel, that wicked queen who worshipped Baal, and brought Ahab also to worship Baal in the land of Israel. And we read that Jehoshaphat made affinity with the king of Israel, Ahab. That word affinity literally means makes a friendship through marriage. And we know how that takes place, don't we? It ever has been, I believe. That when a son or a daughter of a family, of a husband, of a mother and father, marries one of another family, dear friends, those families are drawn together. And there seeks to be a friendship between them. That's making affinity. And after a while, Jehoshaphat went down to see Ahab. And Ahab received him with great pomp and circumstance, made a great feast. And he asked Jehoshaphat to go with him to the battle, to recover Ramoth Gilead, which had been lost to the Syrians some years before. And what did Jehoshaphat say? I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. You know, dear friends, natural friendships can predominate so much in decisions we make, can't they? What did really Jehoshaphat mean? Well, yes, they were all the sons of Jacob. The two kingdoms had been divided, hadn't they, through a fallout in the days of Rehoboam, and the son of Solomon. There were now two kingdoms, but the people were all the sons of Jacob. Our people are as thy people. And we will be with thee in the war. Dear friends, Jehoshaphat was overlooking that Israel was not the same as Judah. His people were not the same as Ahab's people. Jehoshaphat, Judah worshipped the Lord God. The Lord God, the King of Israel. King Ahab did not worship the Lord God. He may have acknowledged him, but he did not worship him. The people had been taught to worship Baal. You know, dear friends, we have to be so careful, don't we, when we come to make decisions, when friendships have been established. How solemn it is, isn't it, when a believer marries an unbeliever. When it's just of one's own wish, one's fleshly wish, and not in accordance with the will of God. I'm not saying that one who is a believer in God should never marry an unbeliever. There's been examples even here of this church where a member of the church many years ago, in her young days, was very friendly with a man who was very worldly and did not want anything to do with the house of God. And she prayed to the Lord what she should do. And the Lord gave her a word in answer to her prayer. That the one who she was friendly with, he would come to be saved. And dear friends, she married him. And after some years, he came back from work one day, threw the television out the window, said, I don't want that anymore. He put up his drinking, his pub attendance and everything like that. And he started attending here, the house of God. He was never baptized, but he was a God-fearing man. It's what the will of the Lord is, isn't it, in all these things? Yes, we have to be on our guard in all our decisions. What is the will of the Lord? Now, Jehoshaphat here, although he made affinity with Ahab, he said, my people are as thy people. Well, in the flesh they were, but not in the spirit. But Jehoshaphat then spoke what was right. He said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, besides that we may inquire of him? Jehoshaphat feared God. He wanted to do what was right in God's sight. And Ahab, whose land they were now in, said yes. And he called the prophets. 400 of them came. And they would be mainly the prophets of Baal. And Jehoshaphat detected that these were not really the true prophets of God. So many of them appearing and all saying the same thing to please King Ahab. For they knew if they did not please the king would be very harsh against them. And Jehoshaphat said he detected that they were not real prophets. He says, is there not a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him? Jehoshaphat, dear friends, acting now in the fear of the Lord. Yes, I've agreed to go with you to battle, but is it the will of God? And Micaiah was sent for. And of course, Micaiah, as we read, came and at first spoke very, let me say, ironically. Oh yes, go up, everything will be all right. They will deliver into your hands. It was detected that he was speaking just in that way to mock, as it were, the king of Israel. And Ahab said, have I adjured thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? So Micaiah did. He said that they would not prevail. Oh, he said, the Lord said, I saw the sitting upon the throne in heaven, standing at his right hand and on his left. And said, how shall I persuade Ahab to fight, go up to Jabesh Gilead? I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. And he also said, I saw Israel scattered upon the mountains, a sheep that had no shepherd. The Lord said, these have no master. Let them return therefore every man to his house in peace. In other words, they would all return without Ahab. There would be no success in the battle of gaining Jabesh Gilead. Ramoth Gilead. But dear friends, what do these things mean? When Micaiah was sent back, Jehoshaphat didn't object. Jehoshaphat did not stand firm under the prophecy of Micaiah, the word of God. His friendship, his natural friendship, this affinity with Ahab prevailed. Oh dear friends, how we have to be careful, don't we? How we conduct ourselves in the fear of the Lord. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. That was Zedekiah later on. And Zedekiah could not obey the word of the Lord because he feared the princes of the land of which he was the king over, but he feared man. Dear friends, is that not the case so often with us? We know what the word of the Lord is. The revealed will of the Lord is. But we do not do it because of the fear of man. Or the breaking of perhaps a friendship. Oh, particularly in young people, you young people, how easy it is, isn't it? To keep close to your friends, natural friends, at school, in education, at work, or wherever you may be. You don't want to break a friendship. Even though you know what's involved is contrary to the word of God. Now such things won't prevail, won't be successful. Now bring you into great depths. It was with Jehoshaphat. Now although Jehoshaphat had made friendship with Ahab, Ahab had not made friendship really with Jehoshaphat. He was a wicked man. He didn't believe in God. They worshipped Baal. The idols were set up in Dan and Bethel, wasn't it? The ox or the golden ox which was there and which they worshipped. They were idol worshippers. And dear friends, that meant there was no fear of the Lord in them. They'd only do that which was right in their own eyes. And so Ahab, having gained Jehoshaphat's a willingness to go with him to the battle, persuaded Jehoshaphat to put on his kingly garments, but he would disguise himself. For he knew that the king of Syria would want to kill him, Ahab. So he would go with Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat in his kingly garments, so that they would think that that was Ahab. Oh, dear friends, when we make friendships with the world, how careful we have to be with their intentions. They only seek the good of themselves. We read, don't we, of the prodigal son. The prodigal son who went to enjoy that riotous living with the money he'd received from his father. When he came to be in want, nobody helped him. There were only friendships with him while he could be of benefit to them. Dear friends, that doesn't happen with the Lord our God, does it? He's a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. Those whom he loves to the end in spite of their sins and transgressions against him. And this is what Jehoshaphat came to learn. And dear friends, it's from these accounts, now left on record for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. They went to the battle with the Syrians. And the Syrian king had said to his chief chariot, men, only fight against the king of Israel. Don't worry about anybody else. When they went to battle, they saw this king in his robes. Ah, that is the king of Israel. And so they surrounded Jehoshaphat. They compassed about him to fight. What was Jehoshaphat now going to do? He couldn't fight against them himself. It seems as if he'd been left on his own. Ahab was not interested in defending him. Ahab was only interested in defeating the army overall by whatever means to get back Ramoth-Gilead. Jehoshaphat was on his own, surrounded by these who sought to kill him. Jehoshaphat did what only he could do. He cried out. Not cried out to Ahab. He cried out unto the Lord. Oh, dear friends, no matter, we're not told what he cried out, but it was similar to that word we had this morning, save me. Save me, O Lord my God. Oh, he brought himself through his foolish decisions and turning away from the word of God, seeking earthly friendships and those sort of things before the will of God in accordance with his word, and it brought him into the brink of death. Oh dear friends, these are left on record for our learning, aren't they? How we must endeavour to commit our way unto the Lord at all times. Seek his will to be done. And he works things together for good. Not ourselves. We go our own way. There seems a way that is right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Jehoshaphat cried out. And the Lord helped him. Here again, dear friends, you have the depth of the love of God to his people. Here we have the depth of the love and of the power of God unto his people. There was no way here that Jehoshaphat could be helped by man, by the other soldiers. He was surrounded by the enemy. They wouldn't let anybody else break through. But dear friends, all power is with God. Nothing is too hard for him. When he hears the cries of his people, crying out unto him in the time of trouble, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. Not because of any goodness in Jehoshaphat, but for his name's sake. Was that what we had, wasn't it, this morning? Deliver them for his name's sake. And they praise God and they will praise his name. Oh, dear friends, how we need, don't we, to accept these things, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Dear friends, that's how the Lord worked with Jehoshaphat, to bring him to realize the depth of his sin, the depth of his own self, his dependence upon God. Oh, Jehoshaphat grew, didn't he, in the grace of God when he went home. Oh, he behaved himself far more wisely now than he had done before. And it wasn't long after he got home that another enemy came against him, this time in Judah. Oh, were the Ammonites, wasn't it? And those from the south who came up, a great army of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. They came to fight against Judah, to destroy Judah. What did Jehoshaphat do? He prayed. He prayed unto the Lord with all his heart. We've got no might against this great company, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are up unto thee. Oh, wilt thou not judge them? Oh, Jehoshaphat could be judged, couldn't he? Jehoshaphat could be judged because of his sins. But no, the love of God stood between him and all of his sins, that he would not be judged for his wrongdoing, because he was loved with an everlasting love of God. But those who now fought against him, they were judged. Oh, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Our eyes are upon thee. It was Jehoshaphat's father, wasn't it, Asa, who also had a great company come against him. And by faith, oh, Asa cried unto the Lord, we rest on thee, we rest on thee, we trust in thee. This crying unto the Lord in times of trouble. Oh, dear friends, that's the same today as it was here. It's the same God. We might not have the same troubles as Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, no, or Asa, king of Judah. But we may meet with many troubles of others who would bring evil against us. I don't know what your situation is today, but you may have it now, or may be coming in the near future. Those who rise up to set you aside, perhaps removal from your place in your occupation, or be unkind to you, children at school and whatever circumstances we're in. Those who do not fear God. Oh, how they hate those who do fear God. They do all sorts of things to bring them to nothing. Then, friends, the scripture's full of answers, isn't it? The mercy, the kindness, the grace, the love of God to those who fear him, to those who've been called by grace, those who acknowledge Christ as the Redeemer and their Saviour. Their heart is poured out before him, Lord, help me. Oh, that woman, dear friend, she had a different type of trouble, wasn't it, with her daughter, who was mentally afflicted. And oh, she cried unto Jesus. She was a Gentile. And when she cried unto the Lord, he did not answer her at first. Oh, what mysterious things we would say that was. But she cried out, Lord, help me. He said, it isn't meet to give the children's bread, that's those of his kinsfolk, the Jews, for whom he would be born to. Born of the promises of the kings of Israel. It is not meet to give the children's bread to cast it to dogs. Well, that's what she considered she was, truth, Lord. But the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Oh, just give me a crumb of thy mercy, a crumb of thy power, and that will be sufficient to answer my case. It was a humble prayer, wasn't it? Oh, I'm sure Jehoshaphat's prayer was humble when he cried out in the midst of his trouble. He wasn't worthy of the least of the Lord's mercies. He'd sinned in that he'd made affinity with Ahab, agreed with him and despised the word of Micaiah, and he wasn't worthy of the Lord's mercies. But all this great love of God to his own people, dear friends, it will never fail. Whatever troubles or difficulties we come into, dear friends, things which Oh, we're not worthy of the least of his mercies. We can still pray. We can still cry. Call upon him in the day of trouble. Come boldly, says Paul, to the throne of grace. And pleading that name of Jesus. A glorious high priest who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Tempted in all points as we are. He has all the power. He's defeated Satan. And these that come against them, like Jehoshaphat, the people who came against him, Ahab, and these of Assyria, these in the chariots, they were Satan's agents. But Satan's power has been destroyed, hasn't it? Through Jesus Christ. And we come unto that throne of grace, pleading that name of Jesus, all the power to save us from the evil that has come upon us. And there we obtain mercy, not worthy of it, but we obtain mercy and grace to help us in the time of our need. And dear friends, it's through these means we then glorify God as we should. We don't glorify God just through providential mercies, it's through his mercy upon our soul that we're undeserving of the least of them. But that immensity of his love, like a great ocean, or without bottom, brim or shore. Oh, to be in it. Encompassed by that love. That redeeming love of Christ. Which has purchased us. That we are his. We're no longer just our own. And there's our salvation of heaven above. And upon this earth, dear friends, nothing. Nothing can take place unless it's of the will of God for you. And where things come as adversities and tribulations and trials and difficulties, he will work them together for good. To grow you to grow in his grace and the knowledge and to love him more than you've done before. Work all things together for good to them that love God, because he first loved us, who are the called according to his purpose. Oh, Jehoshaphat cried out. And the Lord helped him. Oh, dear friends, do remember these short phrases in the scripture. What a difficult circumstance he was in. But, dear friends, his cry was not in vain, was it? He was heard by the Lord in all these things. And he glorified God. And the next time he came into trouble, oh, he was a man of prayer. Trusting in the Lord, our eyes are up unto thee. From whence comes our help. Also this text we had this morning. Let us just close with it. Save us, O Lord our God. We are sinners. We are part of this world by nature. But all we need our souls to be with thee as one. Separated from amongst the heathen. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen. To give thanks unto thy holy name. And to triumph in thy praise. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning you. Answered prayer. Oh dear friends. Don't despise it. Don't forget it. We can easily do so, can't we? The next time a trouble comes. Or a trial of our faith. Dear friends, think on these things. The Lord is faithful that hath promised. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will be with thee in troubles. Nothing will overcome the salvation of your soul. Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him.